holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Ooh, don't try to cancel the Holy Ghost. It don't work.
It don't be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen. Today is still a wonderful day. I think you all are wonderful people. I think you all are. You know, you listen to me every day, and I pray for you. Hey, but also pray for me on a real tip. Please pray for me and pray that God's word spreads quickly. Not my word, not Be Holy's word, not what I think, not what I want, but what God says. You know, because I can get it wrong. I could, but you know who won't get it wrong? No matter what, the one who won't get it wrong is God. He won't get it wrong. He can't get it wrong. He wrote it. He can't get it wrong. So pray that his word will spread quickly and that people will honor it, you know, just like you did, you know. And like I said, today is still a wonderful day. And because God has given us one more day to get it right with him, take advantage of it. Take total advantage, full advantage of it. Try to get it right with him. You know, you know, if you were upset with somebody or something didn't go right, or there was an argument or a discussion and something didn't end well, and you guys all just walked your own way and walked away from each other. And years later, you wish that you guys could actually fix it and that it would just, you know, well, it's the same thing with God. He wants us to take one more day to just fix whatever it is that we hadn't gotten right with him. Just work on it, man. You know, nothing happens in a day unless God gives it to you that way. But generally, it's going to take a little time, a little here, a little there, and you understand. Okay, so take this day, this one more day to get closer to God. Draw close to him and he'll draw close to you. Yeah, don't ever even second guess it. Don't second guess it. Just go out there and just take that day or every day, really. Take every day to try to get closer to him. You need that time. And he gives it to you. So what you need, he makes sure you have it. And listen, he won't place nothing on you that you can't handle. You know, you can handle this. You can get close to God. Listen, we've been out there long enough. It's time for us to get back to God. We've been out there doing foolish things and saying foolish things and watching foolish things for years, for days, for months, whatever. It's time to get back to God now. Now he's let you have your fun. Now let's get back to God. Now let's get back and do what we're supposed to do. Be righteous people. That's what we're supposed to do. And don't take it as I'm preaching, you know, hell and damnation. I hadn't said nothing about hell yet. But what we're supposed to do is take this one day to get closer to God. You know how many people who wish they had one more day to get closer to God and they didn't? Because once you leave here, you don't have a chance to get close to God unless he, you know, gives you any special privileges. But I hadn't read of anybody having any special privileges after they passed away. But, you know, God can do anything. But I'm telling you, take this one more day. Take this one more day and get closer to him. What have you got to lose? Really? I mean, the God of heaven and earth, you get closer to him, he gets closer to you. Well, some people are just not going to listen to what I'm telling them, but that's okay. You know what the right thing is. You know that you need to be getting close to him. All right. And so when I say things like that and you reject what I say as far as, you know, get closer to God like you're supposed to. When you reject that, that's a part of stifling the Holy Ghost, trying to cancel the Holy Ghost. You can't do it. You know, the Holy Ghost will let you know that what I'm saying is right. And you can't cancel it. You can try. But it tells us not to stifle the Holy Ghost, not to cancel. So let's go over to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, we'll start at 19. And it says this, do not stifle the Holy Ghost. Don't try to stop him. Don't hold him up. Don't put a hurdle in front of him. Don't try to, don't stifle the Holy Ghost. Do not scoff at prophecies. I'm telling you what to do. Come on to get closer to the Lord. And you're saying, the Lord don't know me. The Lord don't care about me. He's never cared about me. And what Leonardo's saying is not true. That's fine. You can say that. You know, I'm not mad at you, because I would understand why you would say something like that. You can't see him. You know, you don't think he's talking to you, so you think he doesn't exist. I get it. That's all right. But if you really want to know, be just as open and say, Lord, if you exist, show me. If you're honest about that, he'll show you. If you're honest about knowing if he exists or not, he'll show you. Don't stifle the Holy Ghost. Don't scoff at prophecies. You can read these verses in the scriptures talking about Jesus was coming to people. Oh, no, Jesus ain't coming. Ain't no Jesus coming. Ain't no Savior coming. There's no Messiah. They would say things like that. Not do that. Don't do it. But test everything that is said. How do you test everything that is said? Well, you can wait to see if it happens. And then it'll tell you if it was real or not. Or you can look at the fruit of what's being said. You know, like if somebody says, God's going to send you a wife, and he's going to take that, the wife he's going to send you, he's going to take her from someone else and give that wife to you. And then he's going to take that wife from you, give that wife to someone that don't make sense, because God wants that man to be with that woman. Go ahead, doc. See how God agree with me. Go ahead. So when God wants you to be with that woman, he'll put you with that. When he wants you to be with that man, he'll put you with that man. He don't take this man and put this woman with this man and take this woman away and give it to this man and then take that woman away. We are tied to these people till death. So when you're married, you're married till death, regardless of what the divorce papers say. You're still married. I mean, you might not understand this, and I don't expect you to understand it. I'm just telling you what it says. You're still married regardless. And it's up to you to find out from God exactly what you're supposed to do, if you're supposed to do anything. Sometimes there are ways to circumvent what God has said, because he made a way for it. Now, people say, how can you say that circumvent what God says? Well, just like God says, every soul that sinneth shall die, and this, that, and the other. But then he turns around and gives us Jesus, right? He gives us forgiveness of sins. And so we might die in this life, but we live in another life. So we do live forever. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you'll find out when you married somebody who was married before, but then you found out that the person that they were married to before was married before then. But it was this other person that you're married to that was their first marriage. So really, they were never married. See how it's like, it's little things like that where God's word will have to open up to you to show you that. You get what I'm saying to you? So the person you're married to was married before, but the person that they married was married before then. And that was the first marriage of the person that you're married to. Are you confused yet? That's why I tell people, don't change anything until God gives it to you. I can get on here and tell you that, but you know, don't change anything until God shows you what to do, and that you have to ask him. You can't ask me. I can tell you what to do, but I don't live in your situation. You get what I'm telling you? So God would have to tell you what to do specifically. I can only speak in a general sense of what God shows. See, I make sure I say those things so that we don't stifle the Holy Ghost, that we don't try to stop the Holy Ghost, or that we don't trip the Holy Ghost from moving. You know, and I'm being facetious in saying that, because a lot of people think that, the Holy Ghost is just going to do whatever it does. No. He's not going to make you do anything. He's going to do what needs to be done. He reveals who God is. He does all of that. But when we try to work against the Holy Ghost is when we're stifling the Holy Ghost. Just like when it talks about the three verses up talking about always be joyful. Verse number 16 says always be joyful. Verse number 17 says never stop praying. When we do the opposite of those commandments right there, we're stifling the Holy Ghost because he's telling us to do those things in order for the Holy Ghost to work for you, to help you. Be thankful in all circumstances. Well, when you're not thankful in all circumstances, that's when problems show up. That's when the problems show up. So don't stop for the Holy Ghost by going against what God tells you, the prophecies, what God tells you, the commandments, what God tells you. Don't stop for the Holy Ghost with that. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Mm-hmm. Looking at the results of it. Is it written anywhere? Has God told you things like that? And here's a good one. Hold on to what is good. Live in the things that are good. Don't practice doing evil. Here's the next part of that. Hold on to what is good. Verse number 22. Stay away from every kind of evil. Every kind of evil. No, not just evil. Every kind of evil. Stay away from it. But hold on to what is good. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from what is evil. Hold to what's good. Stay away from all that type of evil. Every type of evil. Every kind of evil. Don't stifle the Holy Ghost. See that? Holding on to what is bad is stifling the Holy Ghost. And taking part in every type of evil is stifling the Holy Ghost. You're trying to cancel the Holy Ghost by doing a total opposite of what God is saying, or trying to work against what God has given. Very, very dangerous work you're in when you do that. You got to be careful. You have to be careful. Don't stifle the Holy Ghost. Don't scoff at the prophecies when God show it to you. Don't sit there, oh, that'll never happen to me. Oh, that could never happen. You know, just like there was Abraham's wife. I could never have a child, be pregnant at this age. And she was an old woman, but she looked good. She looked good, but she said, oh, it could never happen. And it did happen. Don't stifle the Holy Ghost, but test everything that is said, especially when God is saying to you, you can just believe it. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from all kinds of evil.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.